Ace and Sam for Coffee bring you the John and McCarthy Show.
Mr. Burgess! Mr. Burgess! Help! Quick!
Wait a minute. Now, what's up, Mortimer?
Well, I gotta find Mr. Burgess right away. I gotta find him.
Well, I'm right here.
Well, good. Then you can help me find him.
Yeah. Well, what's the trouble?
Well, it's a matter of life and what is that other stuff now?
Death.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, boy, am I tired.
Yeah, well, you must have run all the way over here.
Yeah, I run so fast, I had a heck of a time keeping up with myself.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Pretty fast.
Oh, boy. Faster than a greasy lightning bug. Something like it, yeah.
Well, no doubt you had something very important to tell me.
Huh?
I said you had something important to tell me.
I did? what was it?
What? Well, you're supposed to tell me.
Oh, I get it now. You're trying to befuddle me, ain't you?
No. What were you in such a hurry about? Can't you remember?
Oh, yeah. See, I was, what was it? No, mighty important, too.
Yeah.
Well, see, I was on the air coming down the street, and I was, that was amazing.
I can't understand you.
Hmm?
I say you're muttering.
No, I'm Muttermer.
Muttermer, yeah. Well, tell me what happened.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Terrible. Seems only like yesterday.
What seems only like yesterday?
Yesterday. Yeah.
I'd like to know what happened today, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, on my way here, I see something awful.
Yes.
Oh, it was awful.
Well, of course it was.
Well?
Yeah.
I'm glad you agree with me. Mighty nice of you.
Yeah. Well, was it an accident?
No, it wasn't then.
Well, did somebody get drowned?
No, it wasn't then. Asked me if it was a fire.
All right. Was it a fire?
No, it's a bum guess, too. Isn't that disgusting? I had it on the tip of my tongue there, too.
Well, how can you forget it? Why, you rushed in here, though, as though you were shot out of a gun.
A gun. Yeah, that's it. A gun, a shot. Yeah, that's what it was. I seen some robbers shooting up a place down here. Bang, 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 bang.
All right. A shooting affair.
Yeah, we're down on the amusement pier.
Oh, I see.
We'll call the police. Help us.
All right. Now, just a moment here. Was anyone hurt?
Oh, I saw one fella get it.
Is that so?
Ooh.
Someone took pot shot at him?
No, they didn't hit him there.
Didn't hit him there. Where did they shoot him?
Well, they shot a clay pipe right out of his mouth.
A clay pipe?
Oh, terrible.
Oh, I think I know now. Is there a man out in front that yells, "Step right up, 6 shots for a quarter?
Yeah, that was right there. Yeah. Who's going to pay to get shot? That's ridiculous.
Mortimer, that was a shooting gallery. Now is it clear to you what you were doing and what they were doing there?
Who?
Well, those men that were shooting up the place.
Oh, them, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Ain't nobody stopped them yet. Help, police.
All right, now, wait a minute. Mortimer, you are without a doubt the most stupid person in the whole world.
Well... World ain't so big.
Yeah.
this is a heck of a note. Here, I got a date with Betty Hutton, and Bergen won't let me go out with her. Of all the dope. Anybody who doesn't like her is either nearsighted, farsighted, or lopsided.
Hiya, Chuck. It's your little old blonde bombshell.
Well, Betty Hutton.
Y'all ready to step out, kid?
Well, I'm afraid I got some bad news.
Oh, don't tell me Bergen's going with us.
It's worse. It's worse than that, Betty. Bergen won't let me go out with you. He says that you're not good company.
None of the other fellows ever complain.
Yeah. He doesn't think a boy like me should go out with you.
Oh, that's silly. I can take care of myself.
Oh, he doesn't mean that. He thinks that you're too wild.
Me? Wild?
Yes.
Why, of all the nerve!
Betty, stop pulling that leg off the table. Now, that's just what Bergen complains about. You must be dainty and refined.
Why, Charlie, I can be so refined you wouldn't even know it's me.
Yes. You got an idea there, pal. If you can do that, maybe we can we fool birds, you think?
Yeah. I'll wear a veil and act like I'm knee-deep in culture.
Yeah. Make out like one of those ultra society tomatoes, huh?
Oh, darling.
Jiggers, he's coming.
Okay, I'll scram.
Slowing down. 7 goes into 18, and 7 goes into 12. 4 times 2 is 12. Carry the digit.
Charlie? Oh, I see you're working on your homework.
Yeah.
You surprised me.
Yeah, you surprised me, too.
Well, I'm glad you've given up the idea of going out with Betty Hutton.
Oh, Bergen, if I ever think of going out with her, I hope I choke.
Announcing her ladyship, Elizabeth Van Hutton.
How do you do? John, what a divine pleasure to see you again, you dear, sweet boy.
Oh, thank you. Hello.
No, not you. Well, if it isn't my new music teacher, Miss Hutton.
And Boston Hutton.
Oh, Boston Hutton, I see. Probably an old family.
Yes. It's so old, it's been condemned.
Having a little struggle there with yourself.
As I always say, breeding will tell.
Yes.
And I imagine you are very pretty, too. Won't you please lift your veil?
Oh, no, not in this hot weather.
Oh.
Flies get at her.
Yeah, all right. What a beautiful embroidered monogram on your veil.
Monogram?
Here.
Holy cow, my bubble gum.
What was that?
Haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Well, I am Edgar Bergen. Possibly you've seen me in the movie.
Possibly. Where do you usually sit?
You see, I'm a comedian and a ventriloquist.
Oh, how frightful.
I beg your pardon.
I mean, how frightfully interesting.
Oh, yes, I imagine so. Yes. Now you can say that you've rubbed elbows with a top entertainer of the radio world.
Oh, yes. Remind me to burn my clothes when I leave here.
Yeah,
now, the point of my being here, Mr. Brogan.
It's Bergen, B-E-R.
As I was saying, Mr. Brogan.
Yes.
I want to take Charles with me to the concert tonight. I'm singing, you know.
Oh, I see. Are you a singer?
Oh, yes, indeed. You know, she made her debut in Grand Opera.
Oh,
yes. Yes, I studied in Paris and Milan.
Yes, and how about Venice?
Oh, I used to go there often before the pier burned out.
Yes. No, I mean Venice, Italy. You must have enjoyed the Grand Canal.
Oh, yes, she used to slug rats there.
Would it be an imposition to ask you to sing for us now?
Oh, I will be glad to favor you with the selection.
Uh-oh. It's all over now, but the shouting.
I should sing a semi-classical number entitled Peter, Refrain from the Sermon.
Mm-hmm. English translation, Papa, don't preach to me.
Pick up the postal card. Someone has forgotten how you say to me. Seems as though some tourist had meant for it to reach her dad. For it was a typical tale. Naturally, I read what she wrote. Is what she said,
and I quote, I came to Paris to buy me a gown, to Paris, you know what a town, the lights were shining, the music was gay, I bought me my gown and decided to stay, now Papa don't freak to me, freak to me, Papa don't freak to me, let my heart break while it's young. Now, Papa, don't preach to me, preach to me, Papa, don't preach to me. Let me fling till my fling is all flung.
I burst in bed, last night with Pierre.
That X marks my room, but I'm never up there.
I stroll to Paris, today with Maurice.
The Rue de la Paix means the Street of the Peace.
Now, Papa, don't preach to me, preach to me, Papa, don't preach to me.
Let my heart break.
And
now, Papa, don't preach to me, preach to me, Papa, don't preach to me. And don't cut off my guarantee truck.
I'm here in Paris since early last May. My gown got all worn out, but I'm still okay.
You're made for Paris.
I'm fine, I'm better. I still have no past, but my future's in doubt.
Now, Papa, don't preach to me, preach to me, Papa, don't preach to me.
Let my heart break, let it roll.
Now, Papa, don't preach to me, preach to me, Papa, don't preach to me.
Oh, I'll never, no, never, no, preach to me, preach to me. I'll never, no, never, God,
about letting Charlie go out with me?
I'm afraid not, Betty.
Oh, Edgar, why don't you go out with me? We could sit on the beach in the moonlight and...
Yeah, yeah, she could run her fingers through your scalp.
Yeah. Oh, Bergen, let me go out with her, will you? Gee whiz, she's just like a sister to me.
Oh, brother!
Yeah, me. I don't care.
If you. Cockles and mussels and pismal clients. Ma'am.
Yes.
Get over here and pay attention. I have the pleasure of being a fish salesman.
Oh, is that a pleasure?
No, it's not exactly a pleasure either because, you know how fish are.
Yes, yes. I see. So you're a fishmonger.
Yes. I'm really a pea sheller by trade.
Oh, a pea sheller.
Yes, but I'm out on strike.
Oh, I see.
But I have catfish, jugfish, cockles, and a crustacean. Mm-hmm.
And do you have cockle tails for two?
Oh, for goodness sake. No, well, I could hardly hear you. I do not approve of cockle tails even for one.
Yeah.
No, because that is a beverage which I am told plays havoc.
Oh, I see.
And do you play havoc?
Well, I did until I ran around my own end.
Oh, I know.
Well, Now, you've just got me all in a twitter. What I wanted to say was that cockletails play havoc with inhibitions, to say nothing of your constitution.
Yeah.
Well, do you have sand dabbles?
No. But I do have a peachy, if you'll pardon the expression, devil fish.
Sounds like a lot of abalone to me.
Well, won't somebody please make a purchase? I really need the money.
You do?
Yes. I'm saving up to buy a pair of track shoes.
Track shoes?
Yes, I'm going on a Grunion run.
Oh. Well, maybe we can do some business here. Tell me, are your lobsters fresh?
Are they fresh?
Yes.
Do you want to know if they're fresh?
That's what I asked you for.
Oh, for goodness sakes, yes. My gosh, are they fresh?
Yeah.
You ought to see where one just pinched me.
Is that...
Well, tell me, are your clams little neck clams, big neck, or turtleneck? Yeah.
Well, smart Alec, you have just sat there and twittered me about my clams
until
you've just got me into a stew.
Oh, a stew, is it?
Between the three of you, you have just twittered me until my clams, it's more of a chowder, really.
Yes.
I can tell. I can tell when my fish and I are not wanted.
Yeah.
So I'll just blow my little horn and blow. Goodbye, cockles and muscles.
Fishing because I just get hysterical when I see an octopus.
An octopus?
Oh, I say,
hello, Betty.
No. That's Ray Noble, Betty. Yeah.
Maybe he'd like to take you out tonight.
Oh, would you, Mr. Noble?
Well.
You're so clever, so talented.
Really? Do you think I'm handsome, too?
Why don't you quit while you're ahead?
Your romance aroused when there's a beautiful girl near you? Don't you get a burning sensation around your heart?
Yes, actually, I do, you know, especially when I smoke one of Edgar's cheap cigars.
Oh, stop sawing. Come on, kiss me.
Madam, please, you're wrinkling my suit. I can't bear it.
Oh, I give up. Isn't there a man here who doesn't have a date tonight?
Well, I don't have one.
Mortimer Schnurz. Now, there's a man with a lot of brains.
Yeah, where?
Mortimer.
Yeah?
Did you ever have a date with a girl?
Oh, God, no.
Did you ever hold a girl's hand?
No.
Did you ever kiss a girl?
Oh, she was no.
Well, I'm going to give you your first kiss.
Oh, Mr. Burton, help, police, and here it goes.
Next Sunday, what your bargain? John McCarthy, Mortimer Stern, Ray Noble, Anita Gordon, Pat Patrick, and their special guest, Donna Meachie. If you're buying groceries, ask for Royal Puddings and Chase and Sanborn Coffee. Betty Hutton and currently you see in the Fairmont Fiction, Wells and Pauline. This is Ken Carpenter speaking to you from Santa Monica, California.